We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Paul Voller from the University of Minnesota Carlson School in Law and Business, the John and Bruce Moody Chair. Nice enough to join us this morning. Paul, kind of a bittersweet day. Excited about your new adventure. Excited about your Fulbright scholarship. A global opportunity for you. But we're going to miss you. This is your final show with us.
Well, Dave, I got to tell you, over 5 years, we've been doing this 5 years. As we said off here, off air, with Mike Lynch next to me, it seems like about 15 with Mike here. But
especially those state fair quizzes. Remember that?
There are so many memories. This has been an incredible opportunity for me to work with you, Dave, and to work with Jimmy and Mike and Hammer and so many others here in the studio and upstairs. It's been a great education for me to understand how the work in the university gets translated to a broader audience.
Well, you have just transitioned to a teacher here in our on-studio classroom, because we've all learned from you, obviously, and I've had a chance to be in your classroom and watch you perform with those students, which you're magnificent at as a great mentor. So we're not the only ones that are going to miss you. Those students over there are going to miss you. The university is going to miss you, but you'll be back.
Yeah, I'm going to take a sabbatical leave for a year, and my wife and I are going to Africa with a Fulbright scholarship. We're going to go to South Africa. We'll be based in Johannesburg, but moving throughout the country and some of the other Southern African countries. We'll be studying migrants. This is an issue here in the U.S. It's also an issue in places like Africa, where as a percentage of the population, South Africa is a much higher percentage than the U.S., like 10-12%. And they matter so much, the economy there, but also the money they send back, Dave, to the other Southern African countries is so important to their development. Migrants and migrant remittances of money and ideas, they're vital to growth both in the host country, like South Africa or the U.S., and in their home countries, whether that be somewhere in Southern Africa or here, Mexico and the Caribbean.
I told you a little while ago when the staff met to surprise you this morning, which tells you what everybody thinks about you around here. But they had a cake waiting for Paul in the studio, and of course I said you are the second Rhodes Scholar to be on the air here. The first was Dean Spratt, who Cannon always referred to as a Rhodes Scholar because he did the Trafford Reports from Tulane University. That's T-W-O, Lane University. But Paul, it's been fun to talk about not only what you've done academically, but, of course, your days at Edina and your days at Carleton and your days at Oxford and playing hockey and all the regular things we all do.
Well, you know, thank you for saying that. It's really informed and helped me to try and do this work with you, this experiment, Dave, you know, with pairing broadcast journalism with academic commentary. And I think one of the things that's linked it together is a shared experience that we have in this great community. Growing up in this great community, I was born at the university, raised in Minneapolis and Edina. And it just gives you a perspective that maybe doesn't come immediately to somebody who's coming to the university from outside the state or outside the country. And one of the things it does for me is it reminds me what an amazing business community we have here. These great companies and the executives that lead them and what they do to provide opportunity for people coming out of high school and college, their first job, or for mid-level executives to climb to the top of so many different headquarters that they can go to. And then the generosity of this business community, especially the larger corporations and philanthropy and the arts. This is why Minneapolis and St. Paul and the broader state punches above its weight culturally, does so many great things. And it really tells you that we're lucky. My dean, Sri Zahir, says business is a force for good. In Minnesota, the business is really a force for great, and I think that's because we have so many great companies and great executives leading them.
Yeah, we have a chance to have many of them on the air in our Carlson Quarterly Reports.
I think that's been one of the really great and innovative things is to bring executives from this great community together to talk about issues of shared concern about business and public policy and to put them together with some of my colleagues who I think are so great on the research side at the university. The gem, I believe, of Minneapolis for years has been this university where it's been the source of thought leadership and the source of so many new ideas that have spawned businesses here. And so to see the university be a part of the business community, I think is natural and it's great.
Well, when I think about the university too, Paul, educationally, of course, as you've referenced there, it's very vital. But also when you talk about a business, it really is. The university is a big business, one of our leading businesses in the state. And now when we have the new president come in, she's really a CEO.
Yeah, she is. This is, I think, you know, either first or second in terms of employment in our state. But more than that, it is such a source of ideas. You know, just take the number of patents and patent licensings that come out of both the West Bank schools, like the Carlson School or the law school, but more importantly, over in the East Bank, the engineering school, the biological sciences, the University of Minnesota is an engine for growth, not just for academic knowledge, but really applied knowledge. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many headquarters are here. They want to take advantage of that. And Joan Gobel, our incoming president, is going to have a great opportunity to build on this foundation and to really lead this university into the next decade of growth. And I think there's every reason to believe it's going to be a fantastic, even better university when I come back a year from now.
Well, here in the morning, I'm usually eating a Honeycrisp or a Sweet Tango apple, and I think those are University of Minnesota products.
And they're just some of the most visible innovations that come out of it. Think of all the things in biotechnology, pharmaceutical advances that matter so much to the healthcare of Twin Cityans in Minnesota. They come out of the University of Minnesota. Business is a part of this too, but so much of the important research, the real intellectual firepower is there in the East and West Bank. And I'm just so lucky to be a part of that and to see it, have a front row seat for this whole thing that also benefits our community.
Well, come back. We'll talk a little business, okay? So take a short break, and then I'll let you be on your way because you're actually catching a flight here in a few minutes.
That'll be
traffic and weather coming up next. He's Dr. Paul Waller on his final show here with us here on WCCO. 822 at WCCO. We're talking business by Carlson with Dr. Paul Waller from the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Law and Business, a John and Bruce Moody Chair. By the way, established professionals looking to accelerate careers need look no further than the Carlson School of Management's Executive MBA program at the University of Minnesota. I do want to mention this because this is specifically designed for those with at least 6 years of career experience. The intimate two-year Carlson Executive MBA brings together leaders from virtually every industry. So students, professional experiences enrich the learning environment and provide the foundation for a lifetime network of friends and colleagues. Executive MBA students learn from the faculty who we were just talking about, who are recognized leaders in their fields. And then the students develop strategic capabilities, problem-solving skills, can translate all of that from the classroom right into their work directly. And the Carlson Executive MBA is an investment for life that pays immediate dividends for its students and their companies. I'd learn more about the lifelong benefits of a Carlson Executive MBA at carlsonschool.umn.edu. The Carlson School of Management, where business is a force for good. Well, Dr. Paul Waller, off to South Africa on a Fulbright scholarship, so we will miss him for, well, a year at least, Paul. So this is our final show, and there are some business things going on. I did want to bring this up to you because you may have even driven by there this morning. There's a Dairy Queen on the edge of Golden Valley, New Hope, and we just had the owner on talking about advertising for help for $16 an hour and, frankly, not getting much response.
Isn't that something? I know that DQ. I go buy it, and I've had a dilly bar or two going through there, maybe too many.
All homemade.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But you know what? These are great problems to have, Dave. We are in the 10th year of what may be the longest recovery in modern American economic history, going back to the kind of era of good feeling under James Monroe and John Quincy Adams. And when you have economic expansion over 10 years under Obama and now under Trump, what happens is, you know, labor markets respond and there's less in the way of demand and there's greater demand for wages. The other thing I'm seeing with companies like DQ or Walmart is not just wage increases, but also other benefits. And one of the benefits I'm most hopeful about is educational benefits. You know, for the high school kid, the kid that's left high school and is working there, it's a chance to go back and they'll help fund their GED.
Wow.
Or for the college kid, it's a partial scholarship to help them study at Mankato State or the University of Minnesota. Investments in human capital at every level always pay off in society and they always pay off for the individual. And in that regard, that's good news.
St. Croix Valley Segway needs tour guides, $15 an hour. Plus tips. That'd be a fun job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for young people to get that first job, to understand what it's all about in terms of showing up to work on time. Again, it's early investments in human capital that make us better, not just as individuals or a career, but make our community so much better. So that's another opportunity.
Were you in any way surprised Sunday? I was watching 60 Minutes and they did a piece with the Fed chair.
Yeah, you know, Jerome Powell has got this interesting juggling act. He earlier this week, he dropped interest rates or indicated his willingness to drop interest rates, which sent the stock market soaring about 300-400 points. And he's doing it in response to the attempt by the Trump administration to kind of magnify this trade war, this self-inflicted economic wound on the U.S. and especially in Minnesota and farmers. But he's doing that because if we go through with these proposed tariffs on Mexican goods that are coming across supposedly through the NAFTA or USMCA freely, then it's going to cause price pressure. It's going to cause all sorts of dislocations. And what Powell is doing is saying, well, I'll make loans cheaper for you when you get dislocated. That's the wrong answer to the right question. These tariffs are silly. and they're self-inflicted. There are other ways for us to make our companies competitive in North America and throughout the world. That's not one of them.
Let us talk about the new economy, digital access and services.
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal. Facebook, Amazon, Google, these are companies that weren't rolling off of our lips 20 years ago. Now they're household names. They're a part of our lives in terms of services and the way we buy goods. They're also very large players, and the House Democrats have decided to go and investigate, if you will, the kind of market dominance, the apparent market dominance of these players in their particular areas. In a new economy, industries, high-tech industries, that happens. You see kind of they're kind of dynamically competitive industries where it's kind of winner-take-all or winner-take-most, but it's not winner-take-all forever. And so the House Democrats want to look at and put the likes of Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos under the Klieg likes and ask them questions about what they're doing to improve the consumer experience and what they may be doing to kind of stamp out would-be competitors, the next generation. Markets are the way we police ourselves. Sometimes markets don't work so well, and they need a little nudge from public policy. We'll see what happens.
Well, listen, you've got to catch a flight, and I don't want to hold you up on this big trip, but I do want to say thank you for all these 5 years. It's always fun, Paul. We all look forward to having you in here, whether we do it at the fair, whether we do it at the Carlson School, whether we do it down here at the gallery. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and it's just been fun to have you grace our airways for the last 5 years and give us wonderful insight. Okay. And so I wish you the best in South Africa. It's going to be fun for Kathy and you and any visitors from our staff. I think we're only going to be bugging you for a place to stay in South Africa if we get the opportunity to go.
Well, you're all welcome. Now, when I said that, good neighbors, I didn't mean everyone. But I got to tell you, it's been a great five-year seminar for me. Dave, you're the chief instructor of the faculty here at WCCO Radio. I want to thank you, and please don't present me with a tuition bill.
Oh, that was going to be the next thing, darn it. Hey, go catch your flight.
All right.
And greet your family. Paul, thanks a million. Have a wonderful experience in South Africa.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Paul Vollar from the University of Minnesota, Carlson School of Law and Business, both of those. And he is the John and Bruce Moody Chair, and he'll be taking a sabbatical for a while here and doing some study and research in another part of the world. It's 8:28. We check your traffic and weather next as the morning news continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.